The unemployment rate in the country fell to 8.5%, and job growth surged to 214,000 in December.
Those numbers are for December, though. Doesn't employment typically bump up at the end of the year due to retailers hiring on temporary help?
These data are seasonally adjusted, so statistically we try to take that out, although there were a few special factors, such as a big increase in courier service, which reflects the fact that more people are using the Internet. And so maybe the numbers are a little stronger than the underlying economy, but even so, over 212,000 jobs is good, over 200,000 private sector jobs.
So even accounting for maybe some artificial inflation, that's still
Yeah, when you look at it across the board, there was strength, Tom. 67% of all businesses reported more hiring, and even construction had more employment in December.
But, of course, some parts of the country are seeing more growth than others. How are we doing here in Florida?
Well, actually, our job growth has been accelerating, Tom, and the latest leading indicator, which is new claims for unemployment compensation, are down dramatically, which points to accelerating job growth here in Florida. We'll get that report in 2 weeks.
So there has been job growth in Florida, yet our unemployment rate seems to be stuck at about 10%. And I wonder if some of the reason for that apparent discrepancy is in this other set of figures from the U.S. Census Bureau. These data show that many more people moved here in the past year than demographers had predicted.
The census reported that over 214,000 people moved to Florida in the 12 months ending July 2011, and that is a substantial increase, and it's well above the projections by the University of Florida. It's 80,000 more people than the university even projected.
Those newcomers presumably are here spending money. They're buying houses and cars and shopping in the stores and eating in the restaurants. But doesn't it also mean more competition for the jobs that are being created?
It absolutely does, Tom. And interestingly, the census data are shown by age group. And what we see is that from the peak in 2005 to the trough in 2009, our population growth slowed almost exclusively because of a sharp slowdown. And actually, we lost population under age 18 and from 18 to 44 because of the lack of jobs. Retirees still moved into Florida. It was very interesting data.
It is, because we've been talking about this quite a bit over the last couple of years, about the slowdown in retirees coming to Florida, and historically been a very important demographic, and it seems to be on the rebound. Why?
Well, part of the reason is that housing markets have finally stabilized, and there is a little more activity in the existing home sales market in the Northeast and Midwest that we depend upon. Their housing markets have improved faster than our housing markets, and that's allowed more retirees to be able to move.
Now, some of these folks, though, might not be as prosperous as their predecessors moving here in the 60s and 70s. Is there some danger that those folks, and for that matter, the younger people moving here hoping for a job, might put a further strain on the state's social services?
Well, that's certainly possible. But the fact of the matter is, people who move tend to be the wealthiest and the healthiest. People who are sicker and less able to move tend to stay where they are. So we've always benefited on net, Tom. Now, yes, it's absolutely true that over the last few years, there's been a dramatic drop in wealth. And so people aren't able to buy the same value house or have the same amount of wealth. But that doesn't suggest that they're going to become a burden on the state.
Of course, today is the beginning of the annual legislative session. Do you think these new figures, so different from what had been predicted before, will have any effect on how things proceed in Tallahassee this season?
I think they will, Tom, because they'll translate into a better revenue picture than what the legislature is currently working with, which means there'll be less drastic cuts probably by the end of the session.
You know, Governor Scott's been in office for about a year now, and of course he was elected on a job creation platform. Do you think these improving employment numbers are an indication that the governor's pro-business policies are having an impact?
No, it would be too early for his policies to translate into this recovery. This recovery process was really underway before the governor got elected, Tom. We'll see what the impacts will be of his newer programs. He spent and worked very hard at it. I will give him credit for that. But there's been very limited new job growth based upon the incentives that have been paid during the time the governor's been in office.
How long do you think it would be, assuming that the measures that he has put in place do have some impact? How long will it be until we do see that?
Well, in all fairness to the governor, the legislature hasn't really funded many of the things that he wanted to do. He hasn't been able to push through the tax cuts that he claimed were important to his program. So because of those actions, we shouldn't really criticize just the governor for the lack of job creation.